We've got some scriptures that's upon our heart, and I'd ask you to pray for us this week. I've looked at different ways. I've tried to study this week and different days, and but these scriptures got upon my heart, and Isaiah 55, and I want to tell you, you can get a lot of thoughts out of Isaiah 55. From anywhere, from the start and reading to the ending of the chapter. But I'm thankful the Lord finally settled me in a spot to where He wanted me to be. And today, I believe in all my heart, we just don't have the power that we used to have at our churches. I believe I'm not a Brother Lambert. I'm not a Brother Junior Farley. I ain't a Brother Doug Curtis. I ain't even a Brother Barry Browner. Our preaching probably ain't what it used to be. We don't have the power it used to be. I look around and we see lost people not getting saved. But I want you to understand something today if you're lost. That will be no excuse for you. When you stand in front of a living God on Judgment Day, when you stand in front of Him and say, well, the church just didn't have the power it did in the 70s and the 80s and even the 90s when I was lost. And Lord, that's the reason I didn't repent. That ain't going to be no excuse. And you might say, well, Brother Jeff just wasn't a preacher that Brother Lambert was, and maybe Brother Farley and someone. I want to tell you, and you would be right, but that still won't be no excuse. It's going to fall on you. And He's going to say, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never knew ye. Your name was never written in the Lamb's Book of Life. It's going to be you. So listen to me today. There's going to be people to say, I lived in a nation where the gospel wasn't that. He's going to say even the creation spoke that I was God. You're going to be without excuse. There's going to be nothing that you're going to be able to say to a living and almighty God that's going to please Him and say, yeah, you're right. You didn't have the opportunity. Maybe somebody else did. You forget about it. It's not going to happen. You're going to stand in front of a living God. And if you didn't listen, if you didn't hear, it's going to fall upon you. So that's what my thought is today. Hear, and your soul shall live. And that's going to come out of the third verse of that 55th chapter. Hear, and your soul shall live. I want you to listen to us today. My wife fusses at me all the time about saying that. I want you to listen to the Word of God today. I want you to listen to the Spirit of God drawing and dealing with you today. And if God deals with you today through His Word and through His Spirit, pay attention to me a little while today. Get your mind off other things for a little while. I want you to hear what saith the Lord, because today it's important that you hear. I can pour my heart out, but if that word don't soak down and penetrate your heart, don't get through your ear and get down there and get down deep and pierce your heart, it's not going to do any good. So you need to listen today if you want your soul to live. If you want to be born again, you need to pay attention to the Word of God. You need to pay attention to the drawing Spirit of God. Don't push it away, but open your heart and let it come in. It says, Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. He that hath no money, come ye and buy and eat. Yea, come and buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfy not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight in itself in fatness. Incline your ear. Listen. Pay attention. Incline your ear and come unto me. This is the Lord speaking, not Brother Jeff. This is what the Word of God says, not Brother Jeff. I'm not saying I'm the Lord. I'm saying this is the Lord speaking to you. Through His Word, He said, come to Him. He said, incline your ear and come unto me here, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even in the sure mercies of David. And I can read on, and it's all good, but I'm going to stop right there and I want you to pay attention to us just a little while. I want you to know He can give you everlasting life. Your soul can live, and it shall live if you will go unto Him. But you need to hear the Word of God. You need to hear Him as He calls and deals with you. You need to pay attention and let it get down in there and do its work. And when it begins to draw you, you need to go to Him. He said, come to Him. I want you to know Jesus said, come unto me. So go to the Lord today. You go to Him and you seek Him until you find Him precious to your soul. The Word of God says, faith, over Romans 10, it says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So my prayer is today, as the Word goes out, that it would penetrate your own heart today, that you would not push it away, but you'd let it come in and get down in there today and let it work on you a little while. And it was God begin to draw you through His Holy Spirit, but you would push Him away. You would come to Him. You would hear, and you would let your heart ear be open today. I want you to know, if you want to live, if you want to have everlasting life, if you want an eternal covenant made with God on heaven who cannot lie, when He makes a promise to you, He will keep it. Listen to me today. Pay attention to what God's dealing with you. Don't push Him away. I know what that's like. I've done it before. I've done it when I was lost. I've done it since I've been saved, when God would be dealing with me to do something. When He called me to preach for 8 years, 8 miserable years, I pushed God away. And it was miserable. As Josh said, if you think coming this way is hard, try going that way. Try going out in the world and seeing what you find. You'll find no rest for your soul, just as the raven did. You'll never find no rest out there in this whole world. But listen to me. You can find rest and peace in Jesus Christ if you'll come to Him. If you'll hear today, listen, pay attention to what saith the Lord. Paul went over to King Agrippa one time, and he was telling him his testimonies he did many times. And King Agrippa said, you almost persuaded me to be a Christian. Listen to me. I see so many almost persuaded. I see so many that get to a place they tremble. As fast as they tremble. They get to a point they hold on to the bench. I've seen them get to the point they'd even come to the altar before. They get to the point they're almost persuaded, but they're not willing to give up everything. You know what you're holding on to? The biggest part of people hold on to, me, you, and everything, but else's pride. You won't let it go. You won't put all your trust into a living Savior. You won't let go. You won't surrender it all to Him. You're holding on to self. Let go of you today. Jesus wants all of you. I talked about... the old sermon about the old knives and being a plug. Listen to me. I brought out that mom and daddy's a plug. I want you to know everything, even your own life's a plug. When it comes to Christ, I want you to realize today there ain't nothing worth holding on to today. Let go and let God. I just give it to Him as He deals with you today through His Word and Spirit. You must worship Him in spirit and truth. And I want you to know, as you hear about Jesus and how He loved you and He came and died for you, He gave His life for you that you might be able to live, He's pleading with you to come. Why do you keep pushing Him away? Why do you keep saying there'll be a more convenient season? Why do you keep saying there'll be another day? There may not ever be another day. Paul told the old King Agrippa, King Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. And Paul said, I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day. Hear me this day. Listen, Paul was pleading with the king. How are we all upset with our president? Nobody wanted him. Seemed like none of us wanted him to be president anyway. But what I would give to plead with him a little while. They talk about him being a devout Catholic. Listen to me. You can be a devout anything. You can put your trust in religion all you want to. But you've got to put your trust in a Savior. I would give anything to plead with him a little while that he might hear our voice through these old speakers. I hope and pray he turns on the old internet sometime and looks up Hilltop Church and maybe going there to be able to bring a persecution upon us. But get to listening for a little while and he might hear something to make him realize he needs God. Over in the Revelation letter, it said, I stand outside the door and knock. If you hear my voice, I'll come into you and sup with you. Listen, I know you say, well, Brother Jeff, he's talking to the church. Yes, he was. But I want you to know he's standing out there knocking. And if you'll hear his voice, he'll come in and sup with you. And when he comes in and sup with you, he'll never leave me. That's fellowship. He'll come in and have communion with you. And once he has communion with you, once you drink of his blood, you will have eternal life. And I'm not talking about taking it on the Lord's Supper Day. I'm talking about spiritually taking of him. Of his bread, of his body, and of his blood. And it'll wash you and make you pure and white as the snow out there. I want you to know Jesus can change your life. He changed mine and he can change yours. But you're going to have to hear. And if you're not willing to hear the word of God, if you're willing to push away the Spirit of God and him dealing with you, I want you to know, and you're never saved, don't you think you're going to stand in front of a living God and say, I didn't think you were serious when you was drawing me that day. I didn't believe the word. I want you to know all the excuses I never were. We all make excuses. I was talking to Brad a couple of 3 weeks ago on something that I failed, and I was talking to him about it, and I was looking for excuses. I said, well, the church could have done something as well as me, and he said something that was the truth. He said, the buck has to stop somewhere, brother. It does. When we fail, there's no excuse. Don't think when you fail to repent that you're going to make an excuse. Right. And he's going to say, well, come on in. I didn't realize you had such a hard time believing. That's going to be okay. He ain't going to say that. That's what the devil will tell you right here and now. But God said, come. Come, hear, and your soul shall live. He said, repent, come unto me. I'll give you rest. He's the only one can do it. And I want you to know the buck will stop with you in that day. You won't be able to blame Brother Jeff as much as you might want to, and you might even have a good excuse in man's eye, but it won't be in God's. He'll say he stood up there through my Holy Spirit and pleaded with you to come. And you pushed all my word and all my warnings to naught and to the side. This scripture here is just haunting me all week. I talked to him this morning, I might get to this. And so when we was in Sunday school, he said in Proverbs chapter 28, listen to me. Jesus said he came over John and said he came to his own received him not, but as many received him, gave power to become sons of God. You have to believe the gospel. You can't reject the gospel and ever expect to get saved. If you're not willing to hear today, I want you to know if you never hear the word of God and never put your trust in a living Savior, you'll never be saved. If you keep rejecting the word, I want you to know you will end up just like the ones before you. Proverbs 28:9 says, he that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, and I'm persuaded that's the word of God, even his prayer shall be an abomination. You hear what I'm saying? What that is saying is you can have all the religion you want. You can call on God all you want, but if you don't call on him from a broken heart and contrite spirit for the soul saving of your salvation, it will just be an abomination. You've got to hear the word of God and believe the word of God. And if you're never willing to receive the word of God, that's the only thing we can receive. We've got to let it travel, and we can't do that without the Holy Spirit. Amen. But we got to let it come in our ear and go down into our heart and penetrate. Over under the sower, some fell on the wayside, some fell on the rocks. But there's some fell on good ground. Amen. And it went down in there and it done a work. I've seen it fall on a lot of rocks the past few years. I've seen preachers, and I ain't talking about me, I'm talking about good preachers. I'm talking about ones like Kim, the ones sitting back there, those back. I've seen good preachers, Brother James Creek, pour his heart out to a lost and dying world, and it just looks like it falls on stones. Sit there and look at you just like, I want you to know you're going to have to open your heart up. Open your ear and believe the word of God. Because if you keep shutting your ear, I want you to know religion will not save you. It says your prayer will even be an abomination. It won't please him. You've got to believe that you're a sinner. And Jesus came and died. Oh, yes, and resurrected for you. That you can be born again. And until you believe that you're a sinner and you must be born again to see the kingdom of God, you're going to have a hard time. I'm going to even say that you'll never be saved. Because you can't believe. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We talk about the rich man. He lifted his eyes up in hell. Said Lazarus. He saw Lazarus in Abraham's bosom. It was too late for the rich man. The tree falls, wherever it falls, that's where it layeth. His tree had fell in hell, and that's where he is till today. But he realized it wasn't too late for his father's house. And he began to beg and plead with Abraham. He said, then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. And he was talking about Lazarus. For I have five brethren there, five brethren that he may testify unto them that they also come into this place of torment. They also come to this place of torment. And Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. What he was saying, let them hear the word of God. Amen. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded through one risen from the dead. If you won't hear the word of God, there ain't nothing going to persuade you. So as you sit there again today, and the seeds, they fall on the stone again, and you think, I'm going to make it through another day. You're just one step closer to hell. And I just don't know how much more pleading and begging and pouring out is it going to take? I would give my life for you to be saved. I would. But it wouldn't profit anything. I give you my heart Sunday after Sunday. I give you my life. I think about you. I go to bed with you at night. But it ain't going to profit anything until you believe the word of God and you want to be saved more than anything else. More than seeing Brother Jeff cry. More than even being feared of hell. Till you want Jesus more than you want anything else. You're not going to get saved. And you've not wanted him yet. What's it going to take for you to want Jesus? I'm going to tell you, when that rich man lifted up his eyes in torment, he wanted Jesus. He wanted a crossover, but he could not. And then when he could not, he didn't want his brothers to come. He didn't want nobody else to come where he was. No matter how much he didn't want them to end up there, if they didn't want Jesus more than they wanted their own selfish pride, they was going to land in the same place. And so were you. Believe us now, the prophets. You believe the word of God. Do you believe those trees is growing out there? Do you believe the sun come up this morning? Do you believe that snow we see on the ground? Do you believe? Or are you going to just keep pushing him aside? Come unto me, he said. You are heavy, burdened, and laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. In other words, I can handle the load you can't, but I can. He took the sin of the world, and he took the lead, and he's pulled her. He pulled her up out Calvary and took her all the way to the grave and left it there for eternity. Oh, hey, I'm so thankful I've been born again. I'm thankful I put away foolish pride. I'm thankful I called on a living God. I'm thankful I believe the old preacher, Lambert. I'm thankful. It wasn't Brother Lambert. He was the one preached the gospel to me. Marty, I can't even think of his name. Pete Porter. I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful he stood up there and told me the truth. No matter if I didn't want to hear it, no matter if nobody else wanted to hear it. He told me where I was headed and why. Can I preach it like him? Absolutely not. Are you what Rocky Mountain Church was in 1978? Probably not. But that won't be no excuse. As weak as I am as a preacher, I tell you about Jesus. I tell you he died for you. He resurrected for you. And he sits at the throne today making intercessions for you. He's pleading with you to come today. So if you are here, if you're here today, and Jesus, God is drawing you. He's dealing with you, saying it's time, come. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Hear and come today. As we stand and sing. If you're out in the parking lot, you're down in a holler, if you're sitting in the White House, you're listening to this and you're coming after me to put me in jail. I pray on this day that you'll fall on your knees and call on the name of a living God and ask him to forgive you of your sins that you might be saved. Come today. Come if you thirst today.